Krishna Morning Program, Studio Club, 2007, Krishna Paksha, to Krishna Consciousness, and best, not to perch, they can attack, means chanting, we can do.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, 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 Hare
Hare Krishna. Friends, you are listening Hare Krishna morning program. This radio program designed to help us to understand the real meanings of Veda and their relationship with Lord Krishna. Yesterday was Shivaratri and many people celebrate the day which is very auspicious. Let's hear from Lord Brahma what did he say about Lord Shiva. Shiram yatha dadhi vikara vishesha yogya sanjayate nahi tvatta pithagasti hetu yah sambhutamapi tatha samupayiti karyat govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Just as milk is transformed into curd by the action of acids, but yet the effect curd is neither same as nor different from its cause, namely milk. So I have adore the primable Lord Govinda, of whom the state of Sambhu is a transformation of the performance of the work of destruction. Wish you all receive the secret of Vaishnava etiquettes and recognize what is the purpose of this our human form of life. Hope I can serve you all nicely. Let us begin today's journey to the path of absolute truth. Today's topic is next part of conquering greatest enemy. Let us hear from a self-realized personality like His Holiness Radhanath Swami. This morning we will hear a topic about Lord Shiva. Definitely we will hear some devotional songs or prayers in between. My request, if this program helping you, and then please pass this message to your best friend who may need it to remove their present situation. Reminding you again, we have a well-organized website, have enough material to engage ourselves. Also, you can hear this radio program and many more Krishna conscious seminars, lecture, bhajan, kirtan, many more activities are going on. Our website address is www.iskon.net.au. So let us hear our greatest enemy.
If you can control your mind becomes your best friend. If you cannot control your mind becomes your greatest enemy. Why? Because it is an instrument of ignorance. It is an instrument of lust. It is the residence of your greatest enemy. The World Health Organization has claimed that the greatest cause of suffering from the medical point of view, not AIDS, not hepatitis, cancer, heart disease, mental disease. In the generation you are living today, the greatest epidemic that is going to cause suffering and death is mental disease. How is this possible? We have so much scientific, technological, economic, and medical progress. At one time, if a person had smallpox, he died. There was mass plague, the Black Plague, bubonic fever. It destroyed over one-third the population of the entire European continent and London. In fact, in London, the plague was killing hundreds and thousands of people. And one medical scientist, he came to the conclusion that the cause of the plague is the fleas on cats. So you know what they did? They killed every cat in the UK. And guess what happened? The plague multiplied like never before. Then they realized it was due to the fleas and the rats. And the only thing that was keeping the rat population down was the cats. So a slight technical error had a major effect on the people's lives. Almost half the population of the UK died. This plague went on for generations. But now, medical science, we don't find it anywhere in the world. Now we have this open heart surgery. People who would have died by hardened arteries in their hearts and massive heart attacks are now getting extended lifetimes. These are all wonderful breakthroughs in medicine. And as far as technology, now we don't, these cellular phones. It used to be the phone rings, nobody's home. That was such a simple thing. You just ring the phone, nobody home. But now you're always home. There's never a time you're not home because the phone goes with you anywhere. They have international. You can just, you don't even have to know where the person is. I don't know much, but I know one of my god brothers. He has a phone number in Boston, Massachusetts. And I call his Boston number and he picks up the phone. I ask, "Where are you?" He said, "Moscow." Another time I thought he was in Moscow. I called him on the phone. "Where are you?" "Calcutta." Very, very great breakthrough. You don't even need to wire. You could just walk. Now they have these phones. You don't even have to hold them. Some, they hold you. You can just hands free. You just walk around talking. You don't even have to dial. You just say, "My mother's house." Hello, hello. So much technology. And all these satellite communications, television, computer, internet, emails. Very, very tremendous breakthroughs in progress. There used to be the Pony Express. You've heard of Pony Express in the United States? If you'd write a letter, you'd bring it to the post office, and if you really want fast mail, you give it Pony Express. And these people would just ride their horse from New York all the way to Chicago. And then from Chicago, they would ride all the way, and the ponies would just go faster, faster, and every 120 or 200 miles, there'd be another horse that would pick up your letter, and then they could run, and then another horse, and then about a month later, and the letter would get delivered. And this was considered so fast. Pony Express. Then they developed trains. Incredible technology. Trains. They just go. Then airmail. That was the ultimate. You can get a letter from one place and in just a matter of a few days. But now airmail is considered primitive. Yes? Somebody once asked me, "What is your email address?" And I told them my postal address. And they almost curled their lips in distaste and spit on me. They said, "Postal address. When I was in Italy, this young American girl was there. I was giving some lectures, and she was really enlivened by my lectures. She said, "Can I have your address? I want to ask you some questions." I said, "7 KM Munchie Mark, Chopati, Bombay 400007, India." And she looked at me. She looked at me like I was just, like I just ate a saber-toothed tiger and came out of a cave. She said, "What? Postal address?" She said, "I've never written a letter or bought a stamp in my life." She said, "All we use is email." "So what is this email?" "It's there, instantly. You don't have to know where the person is. You just..." And within a matter of seconds, it reaches its destination. I had to write an emergency report. I was in Kiev, Ukraine, just a couple weeks ago. It took me several hours to write this report, because I don't know how to type very well, because I had to do it by email. I was thinking modern progress, save, not waste time, 3 hours. Then it was time to send it. And I accidentally just pressed one wrong button. It disappeared. The whole thing disappeared. I'm telling you the truth. I went to get a professional computer expert. He spent hours looking all the way through all the different programs on my computer, finding this. He said, "I can't find it. It's gone. It's somehow or other, it's disappeared." I had to write the whole thing all over again. Now, if I wrote it with pen and ink, it wouldn't just disappear. But somehow or other, so much technology, so much accessibility to practically everything and everyone through this computerized communications. And transportation. Great progress. The greatest progress I've seen in transportation after traveling all around the world for many years is the Bombay-Pune Highway. It's a major breakthrough. Instead of sitting at those ghats, yes, just waiting for hours and hours and hours with kilometers and miles and miles and miles of these trucks just sitting there. And truck drivers are just sitting on the roadside eating rotis and subjis. There's nowhere to go. Now there's nice highway. So much on every level, medically, militaristically. It used to be bows and arrows, then guns, then machine guns, then big, big pom-pom guns, then bombs, then atom bombs, then nuclear bombs. So much progress. Evil. So on every level, people's lives are longer than they were 10 years ago, 20 years ago. The life expectancy of practically all the nations of the world that are developing technologically, medically, is raising, raising, raising. Economically, so much progress has been made. Time of our father, my father, the whole family would sit around the radio and listen. That was the ultimate entertainment. That was just 60 years ago. And then television, black and white, one station. And then four stations, then color, then satellite, remote control, Arrivo. I've been to some of the lowest ghettos in India where there's nothing in the house except a television antenna on the top. I'm serious. I've seen houses made out of flattened vanaspati cans. You know those aluminum cans that vegetable oil is? They just flatten them out and make the roof. And then just a couple bamboo poles and some burlap bags for walls. And on the top is a television antenna. It's become a necessity of life. So with all this progress, why? Why the greatest medical problem is mental health, mental disease, depression. This is a serious problem today, depression. And it's not, the problem is not amongst just the poor people. It's amongst the upper class, the aristocrats, as well as the middle class. So much depression. Insanity, frustration, suicide. Just people's minds just burst with craziness and they just go out and rape people or shoot people. One person who was a friend of my friend, he just became so, his mind just cracked one day and he just ran into a bank to rob it. He didn't even have a gun. He just had a stick and he put it behind and he said, give me your money, or I'll shoot you, I'll kill you. And the lady looked at him and pressed the button. The policeman came in and put gun to his head. He said, drop it or I'll kill you. And the person just took his cloth off and it was a stick. He went to jail. They asked, why'd you do that? He said, I don't know. Just went mad. People are turning to alcohol. People are turning to drugs. Why? Because they're frustrated. They're lonely. People need happiness. But unfortunately, in society today, people do not know what happiness is. The enemy of ignorance is promising happiness. Smoke this cigarette and you'll be happy. Ah, I've seen the hoardings in Bombay. All these very nice, handsome men and beautiful women. Smoke this cigarette and you'll have a woman like this and a man like that. You'll be able to wear clothes like that man there. You'll be cool. People will just look at you like a very, very fearless person. And then they write, smoking is injurious to your health, and that makes it even more prestigious. Really? After they started writing this, cigarette sales went up. How is that possible? And some countries have said the Surgeon General declares that cigarettes causes heart disease and blood pressure diseases and cancer and lung disease and has a whole list. Pregnancy defects. Some people say it may kill you. Some say it's injurious to your health. And then people are smoking. Just to show the world, I'm willing to risk my life. I'm willing to sacrifice everything to be cool. Oh, such a heroic person. Such a great soul. Samahatma Sadurlaba. Such great souls are very rare who are willing to sacrifice everything, who are willing to die to enjoy and be cool. People like that. I was recently in an airport, and the man and the woman, they were smoking cigarettes, and the man would go, and the woman would go, and they were blowing the smoke in their face, and it was like the most ultimate romance for them. I was watching for, I didn't watch too long. I was just thinking, this is madness. They're killing, first they're killing themselves, and they're killing the other person. And this is their idea of romance. And they were looking at each other with such incredible passion in their eyes as they were blowing smoke on each other. Evil. So yes, so much tremendous progress, but Prabhupada, our Guru Maharaj, said there is a pinprick in society. There's frustration. There's depression. There's loneliness. The mind is simply not satisfied. The mind will never be satisfied no matter how much money you make, no matter how much sex you have, no matter how much power you have, no matter what position you have, no matter how much land you own. The mind will never be satisfied. Bhagavad Gita tells why. Because this kama burns like fire. And the more fuel you put in the fire, does the fire go out and say, enough, I'm happy now? Did you ever see a fire do that? Put gasoline, kerosene in the fire. Does the fire say, I'm satisfied? The more you put, the fire gets bigger and hungrier and needs more and more and more. If you're a poor man, you want to be rich. If you're a rich man, you want to be a millionaire. If you're a millionaire, you want to be a multimillionaire. If you're a multimillionaire, you want to be a billionaire. If you're a billionaire, you want to control the vast portions of the world. And if you control the whole world, you want to control the universe. And if you control the universe, Hiranyakashipu did it. And he was frustrated. He was fearful. He was lonely. It says the loneliest place is on the top. When you have everything that everyone else is thinking, if I have it, I'll be happy, and you have it and you're not happy, that's a lonely position. And that's the situation of perhaps 100% of people who have it. And sometimes they try to make a show that they're happy. But inside, their life is superficial. It has no ultimate meaning, no ultimate ideal. So how? How to control this mind?
Hare Krishna. Of course, you are listening to Hare Krishna Morning Program. Next week, we follow the next part of the conquering the most dangerous enemy within us. Lord Shiva, also known as a taking away all the distractions. Why not we pray what he used to pray? He's chanting all the time. If you do not know what he's chanting, he's not chanting Om Namah Shivaya. He's chanting Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So listen that today. We listen, we want to concentrate the mind, take our all the distraction from the mind.
Yeah. calling Werribee, Hoppers Crossing, Little River, Wyndham Vale, Point Cook, Seabrook, Tarnita and Laverton. Wherever you are, you're on 88.9 Win FM.
Hare Krishna, you are listening Hare Krishna morning program. Every Saturday morning 8 till 9 a.m. I present this program on behalf of Hare Krishna Temple. Our address is 197 Dank Street, Albert Park. Contact 9699-5122. Or you can contact me 0412-696-559. As I said in the morning about the Lord Shiva, Shiram Jadha Dadi Vikara Vishesha Yogya Sanjayate Nahi Tvatta Pitagasti Hetu Yasambhuta Mapita Tasamupayati Karyad Govinda Madhikusam Tamaham Bhajami. Just as milk is transformed into curd by the action of the acids, but yet the effect curd is neither same as nor different from its cause, namely milk. Now which question was, which worship is best? I take the guidance by Sri Prabhupada. So Lord Shiva replied, Aradhanam Sarvesham Vishnu Aradhanam Param. Lord Shiva is explaining to Parvati, his wife, my dear Parvati, of all methods of worship, Vishnu worship is the topmost. There are many demigods worship, even Lord Shiva's worship. But Lord Shiva says, Vishnu worship is the best. Then he says again, Tasmat Parataram Devi, my dear Devi, means his wife, better than that Vishnu worship is Tadiyanam Aradhanam. Tadiya means those who are in relationship with Vishnu. Tadiya, just like his devotee, Tadiya like Tulasi Vriksha. Tulasi is Tadiya. Preaching Tadiya. Tadiyanam Aradhanam. This is Bhagavad. So Lord Shiva recommends that of all methods of worship, Vishnu worship is the best. And better than Vishnu worship is to worship his devotee or things in relationship with him. Such a way that 24 hours, not a single moment leaving aside, we should be engaged in Bhagavad Sevaya, in the service of Lord's relation. The Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, the spiritual master, Tulasi Devi, the temple, the preaching, the books, these are all Bhagavat. So Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, Nasta Prayasu. If we engage ourselves in this Bhagavat Seva, just like we are doing daily, trying to read one verse of Srimad Bhagavatam at the temple every day, discussing amongst ourselves, this is Bhagavat Seva, Nityam, daily, regularly. By this process, when the dirty things within the heart, nasta prayasu avadreshu, the specific example of Bhavani, is very significant. Bhavani means the wife of Bhava or Lord Shiva, Bhavani or Parvati, the daughter of the king of the Himalayas, selected Lord Shiva, who appears to be just like a beggar, as her husband. In spite of her being a princess, she undertook all kinds of tribulation to associate with Lord Shiva, who did not even have a house, but was sitting underneath the trees and passing his time in meditation. Although Bhavani was the daughter of a very great king, she used to serve Lord Shiva just like a poor woman. Similarly, Devahuti was the daughter of an emperor, Swayambhavu Manu, yet she preferred to accept Kardama Muni as her husband. She served him with great love and affection, and she known to please him. Therefore, she is designated here as a sadvi, which means a chaste, faithful wife. Her rare example is the ideal of Vedic civilization. Every woman's is expected to be as good, as chaste as Devahuti or Bhavani or Parvati. Even today, in Hindu society, unmarried girls are still taught to worship Lord Shiva with the idea that they may get husband like him. Lord Shiva is the ideal husband, not in the sense of riches or sense gratification, but because he is the greatest of all devotees, Vaishnavanam Yatha Sambhu. Sambhu, or Lord Shiva, is the ideal Vaishnava. He constantly meditates upon Lord Rama and chants Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Lord Shiva has a Vaishnava Sampradaya, which is called a Vishnu Swami Sampradaya. Unmarried girls worship Lord Shiva so that they can expect a husband who is as good as Vaishnava as he. The girls are not taught to select a husband who is very rich or very opulent for material sense gratification. Rather, if a girl is fortunate enough to get a husband as good as Lord Shiva in devotional service, then her life becomes perfect. The wife is dependent on the husband. And if the husband is a Vaishnava, then naturally she shares the devotional services of the husband because she renders him service. This reciprocation of service and Lord between husband and wife is the ideal of a householder's life. The name Daksha suggests that he was expert in all material activities, but still, because of his aversion towards such a saintly personality as Shiva, he was attacked by these three enemies: anger, lust and passion. That is what His Holiness Radhana Swami is explaining in his lecture. The most dangerous enemy within us is the three enemies. They are anger, lust and passion. Lord Chaitanya therefore advised that one be very careful not to offend Vaishnavas. He compared offenses toward a Vaishnava to a mad elephant, as a mad elephant can do anything horrible. So when a person offends a Vaishnava, he can perform any abominable action. One may prosecute the Vedic injunction of offering sacrifices and other fruitive activities, but if by such activities one does not develop attraction for Vishnu, there are useless labors, Shramayeva hi kevalam. And one who has developed love for Vishnu must develop love and respect for Vishnu's devotees. Lord Shiva is considered the foremost personality among the Vaishnavas. Vaishnavanam yatha sambhu. When Sati saw that her father was performing great sacrifices but had no respect for the greatest devotee, Lord Shiva, she was very angry. This is very, very good example. When Vishnu or a Vaishnava is insulted, one should be angry. Lord Chaitanya, who always preaching non-violence, meekness and humility, also became angry when Nityananda, his brother, was offended by Jagai and Madhai, and he wanted to kill them. When Vishnu or a Vaishnava is blasphemed or dishonored, one should be very angry. Narottam Das Thakur saying, Krodha Bhakta Devi Jane. Krodha Bhakta Dveshi Jane. We have anger, and that anger can be great quality when directed against a person who is envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead or his devotee. One should not be tolerant when a person is offensive towards Vishnu or a Vaishnava. The anger of Sati towards her father was not objectionable, for although he was her father, he was trying to insult the greatest Vaishnava. The Sati's anger against her father was quite applauding, quite befitting in this situation. Lord Shiva is described in this verse as the chief of all thinkers. Lord Shiva, of course, does not engage in useless mental speculation. But as stated in the previous many other shlokas or verses, he is always thoughtful regarding how to deliver the demons from their fallen condition of life. It is said that during the advent of Lord Chaitanya, Sadashiv appeared as a Advaita Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, who is the chief concern was to elevate the fallen conditioned soul to the platform of devotional service to the Lord Krishna. Since people were engaged in useless occupation which would continue their material existence, Lord Shiva, in the form of Lord Advaita, appealed to the Supreme Lord to appear to Lord Chaitanya to deliver these illusion souls. Actually, Lord Chaitanya appeared on the request of Lord Advaita Acharya. Similarly, Lord Shiva has a sampradaya, the Rudra sampradaya. He is always thinking about the deliverance of the fallen soul, as exhibited by Lord Advaita Prabhu. Looking at the studio clock, I have a little more time to glorify Lord Shiva.
Vibham vyapakam brahma veda swarupam nijam nirgunam nirvikalpam nireham chitakasha makasha vasam bhajeham nirakaram omkaram mulam turiyam Girajnana Gopi Misham Girisham Karalam Mahakala Kalam Kripalam Gunagara Samsar Param Natoham. Haraharam Mahadeva Shambho Kashi Vishwanath Gange
Hare Krishna. Looking at the studio clock, it's 9 o'clock. Next show on the station would be very well done Saturday morning show called Fast, Lean and Invincible. Hope you all had enjoyed today's Hare Krishna morning program. I'm Chari Chetan Das from Hare Krishna Temple. Please accept our humble request and invitation. Every day we are open, but especially inviting you for Saturday and Sunday's Melbourne famous Hare Krishna Free Feast, which is full of absolute transcendental activities to get rid of all your mental problem. You have to associate with devotees. Program start at 4:30 and end at 7:30. Every Sunday, 7:30 after Arati is story time. Find your place, Hare Krishna Temple. Our address is 197 Dank Street, Albert Park. Contact 9699-5122. Don't hesitate to call me for any other queries regarding today's program. My contact number is 04126-96559. Wishing you and your family a very good weekend with spiritual progress. May Lord Krishna bless us all and gives us appropriate guidance to find tranquility and bliss in our life. Looking forward to have your association again Saturday morning, 8 o'clock. Until then, Hare Krishna.
This is your station, your voice, Win FM Community Radio, broadcasting on a frequency of 88.9 megahertz on the FM dial. We operate using a community broadcast license, and our studios are located on the Werribee campus of the Victoria University. Our information and request phone line is 9216 8089. Win FM.